Blog Talk Radio.
How many know the Lord has great things in store for you? Look at your neighbor and say, great things. God has so many great things in store.
Trust him.
I feel that thing. I feel that thing. Amen. I hope you feel it too. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Empowered to Change Blog Talk Radio, where I am your host, Dr. Happy, and I'm extremely happy that today is a new year and that we're able to do our show on New Year's Day. In the 11 years we've been doing this, I think this is the very first time we've done this on New Year's. And so what better way than to talk about the great things that God has for us. So welcome, welcome, welcome. If this is your very first time tuning in, welcome, welcome, welcome. Like I said, this is Dr. Happy, and I'm excited that you're here with Empowered to Change Blog Talk Radio, where we encourage, educate, and empower all to the glory of God. We are excited on tonight because we do have a word from on high. But I want to always make sure that I acknowledge those of you that may be listening in for the very first time. Like I said, this is Dr. Happy, and our goal is to educate, to encourage, and to empower. Now, every time we talk about the Word of God, we know that it's going to be encouraging because the Word of God is encouraging. And then we always want to make sure that you learn something. So it may not be a brand new topic, but it's definitely one that we can expound on, one that we can learn more from, that God will educate us to be more like Him. And then once we learn what it is that He desires for us to learn, be empowered to make those necessary changes. And then when we make those changes, praise God, we can empower someone else to be just as blessed and secure and whatever it is that God has desired and laid on our hearts for us to gain from the information that we've learned. So welcome, welcome, welcome. For those of you that have been with me, like I said, 11 years, can you believe that? We've been, whether it's been 2 weeks, 2 years, 2 months, every Monday night, amen, I know that I'm in your heart because I can feel your prayers. I know that you comment, amen, you call me, you text me, you email me, and let me know how God has blessed you. And so I'm always grateful for that. And even when there's challenges or things are going awry, amen, you always come in and you let me know. And so I'm always grateful for you. So I will always make sure that I give you a shout out. Now, there are only two people that I can actually call by name most of the time because, amen, if it wasn't for these two people, Jesse and Tammy Stewart and the Mega Ministry Group, I wouldn't have known that this was the platform for me. And so praise God, every single Monday for the past 11 years, they have been an example for me. They have been the motivating edge for me to make sure that I do what God has called me to do, and I don't take the gift that they give me lightly, and I make sure that I do what God has called me to do. Why? Not because solely because of them, mainly because of them, because, praise God, they provide the platform. But more importantly, because they know how serious it is for all of us to be about the assignment that God has for each of us. And so I'm grateful for their ministry. I'm grateful for their constant witness, if you will, because they live the life as well. They don't just talk about it. They're being about it. And so I will always make sure I acknowledge them by name. Now, the greatest praise and the greatest hoorah, if you will, that we have to give, and we give that to the Lord. And so I always start with an upbeat song. And so normally I start with my When Jesus Says Yes, Nobody Can Say No, because that is so, so true. But I thought today being New Year's that it was fitting for us to talk about the great things that God has done for us and that will continue to do for us, those of us that are that we yield ourselves to Him and yield ourselves to Him completely. And so even at the end when I said, oh, I can feel that, I really can. When I first heard that song, it moved me because I know that God has great things in store for all of us. And I mean, and it's just a matter, can't you see so many great things that He has done for us? And so I wanted to start off the song tonight with that. But before we go into our lesson, we always start with prayer. So He is the biggest and the greatest praise we have to give. And so, dear Heavenly Father, we come before You thanking You for Your wonderful and amazing gifts. We thank You, Father, that You just don't stop at blessing us with life and air and in our well-being. You give us so much that we can't even write down all the blessings that You give. And You do that just because You love us. And so first and foremost, I want to thank You just for Your love. I thank You for Your love and kindness. I thank You for Your peace. I thank You for Your mercy. There's so many things, Father, like I said, that we can go on and on and on. But I'm so grateful, Father, for three main things that You gave us to make sure that we were able to survive in this system. You gave us Your word that gives us the direction, that gives us motivation, that gives us whatever we could possibly need to know what to do and how to handle the things that come at us. in any given time. I thank you, Father, for not leaving us with just the word. You gave us part of you, that you allowed yourself to be dumbed down, amen, to take on this nasty flesh. But you did it so that we could have an opportunity to live for you and to live through you. And then we thank you, Father, that the Holy Spirit that resides in us tells us and gives us the unction, what we need to do, what we need to say, where we need to go. It even tells us what to pray and even gives us a platform to pray from when we don't know what to say. So, Father, again, we can't thank you enough for the word. We can't thank you enough for you. And more importantly, Father, we can't thank you enough for the blood that was shed so that we all would have an opportunity. We thank you, Father, for that opportunity, because without the blood, amen, we wouldn't have the authority, we wouldn't have the power, we wouldn't have the confidence and the authority to trample on scorpions and serpents and so that they won't hurt us. Ooh, amen. There's not enough words to tell you how thankful we are. But Father, if we could just in this few little moments tell you that we're grateful, Father, we're grateful. And we pray that you will continue to move on our hearts and allow us to see all the great things that you have in store for us, not just today, but forever, Father. Let us peek behind the curtain and see everything that you have in store for us so that we can stay on the straight and narrow path to be and keep you first in everything that we say and do. Father, again, we acknowledge you as the vine, we're branches. And as long as we stay connected to you, we know we will bear much fruit, because without you, Father, there is absolutely, positively nothing we can do. So for that, Father, we say thank you. We love you, we honor, and we adore you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, if you're just tuning in, praise God. I am very excited to be your host, Leah Killings, Dr. Happy, whatever you call me a child of God. I'm excited to be able to share with you a word from on high. And so as we talk about New Year's and the New Year's, what it will bring, even watching all the programming last night and watching the ball drop, and then they had a special program that I watched where they viewed from Puerto Rico, and they shared how they don't drop a ball. They actually raise the stars because that's part of their flag. And I thought it was so interesting that they use the star to raise because it represents their flag. And so it's so interesting to me how we can be so honored and so moved in the things that support us as people. But when it comes to the real things that we believe in, I don't know that we give that much attention and time. And you know, it sometimes becomes superficial, and that's why I don't do New Year's resolutions, because they become superficial because everybody's looking to do something different. Everybody's looking to do something new. But my philosophy has always been, if God lays something on your heart to do, make the change when he gives it to you. You don't have to wait till the next day or the next month or the next year. Or you know, you find out what it is and ask God to show you what's the proper steps and make it happen. And so I am blessed to be able to have experienced quite a few things, amen, that has given me the wisdom to understand. You don't wait. You don't put off the things that God gives you. And so on tonight, I thought it was fitting that we would call this Great Things in Store, because there are a lot of things that are in store for all of us, for those of us to yield and give ourselves to the Lord. So now once we decide that we want to give our lives to Christ, it's not just, Lord, come into my life and you keep moving. There's work to do. And so I love the fact that in my favorite passage of Scripture, John 15:5, it says, I am the vine and you are the branch. And so that particular passage of Scripture, or that whole chapter, is amazing. But that particular one, John 15:5, is my absolute favorite Scripture, because when it came to me at a time where I needed him most, because I didn't quite understand why I lost my vision. And I didn't understand, because he had showed me many times things that I would accomplish and things that I would do in ministry, and they hadn't happened yet. And I didn't see in those visions that he gave me that I was doing it blind. Amen. And then I thought, if God said he would never leave me nor forsake me, then surely he would have let me understand Braille or figure out some type of way that I could manifest doing what I needed to do without my vision. And so I just had to believe and I had to trust. And so because I believed, because I trusted, it took a while, but nevertheless, he manifested, and he manifested by me learning this particular scripture. And so John 15:5 is, I am the vine. And I think that was something that I had forgotten, that he had to be Lord over my life. Many times we believe that we're controlling things, and like, I'm going to start this year off, and I'm going to lose weight, and I'm going to start a business, I'm going to go back to school, I'm, all these I's. And we forget to consult God first. Lord, what would you have me do this year? If we're going to do something based on the year changing from 20 to 20, 23 to 24, Lord, show me what you would like for me to do differently in this year than I did last year. And then help me navigate what I need to do. And then my nephew, which is wonderful, he's always shared with me, when you're ready to be a student, God will provide the teacher. And I promise you, that happens so often. Whatever, I'm ready to do something, God will put the person in my life or put the situation or put the information before me that I can maximize on whatever it is that he's leading me to do. And so first and foremost, we have to acknowledge that he is the vine. When I was going through the challenge of losing my vision and trying to figure out which doctor would be the best, I didn't consult God. I mean, I wanted them to do what was necessary to heal me, but I didn't, like, give God all power to choose which doctor to go to. I was trying to navigate because I was trying to base it on my pocket. I knew what my insurance would pay for and what they wouldn't pay for. And then my job was giving me challenges, and then they dropped my insurance and fired me or laid me off. And then I had to get an attorney. So it was a mess. And so I couldn't understand how God would allow me to go through all of that. But he helped me understand that he was a vine and I was just a branch. And if I remained in him, I was going to bear fruit, because without him, I could do nothing. That still gives me chills, because I know now that in any area, in any circumstance in my life, if I don't acknowledge him first, I can do nothing. I can expect nothing. And then even if the enemy finds a way to make me believe that what I did or what I said manifested something, I got to remind myself, no, I didn't do anything. Yes. There are some things that we, you know, I put one foot in front of the other, and I'm saying sometimes we can be so cynical and we miss the blessing. Yes, I put my foot in front of the other, but if God didn't bless me with legs and feet or the muscles to use or the nerves, I mean, there's so many things that we can take for granted. But we got to remember, again, it wasn't for the blood of Jesus. If it wasn't for his miraculous, infinite wisdom to even design the body properly, we still wouldn't be able to move. So we have to remember, we have to put him first. And so when we put him first in everything we do, things move a whole lot better than they do when we're trying to do it in ourselves and in our own flesh. And so that's why I have to acknowledge him as the vine and that I'm just a branch. And as long as I stay connected to him, I will have fruit that will remain. And what is that fruit? That fruit could be anything. Most importantly, I'm praying that it's the fruit of the Spirit, because I want to operate and have all the characteristics of that one fruit, because I can only operate that, all the characteristics of that one fruit, if I am connected to him. Many times people say, I'm going to work on love, I'm going to work on self-control, I'm going to work on kindness, I'm going to work on peace. And these are all characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit that's found in Galatians 5:22-23. But it is one fruit. And so we can't work on one without working on all. It's almost like I'm going to eat an apple, but I'm not going to get all the nutrients of it if I just eat certain parts of it. You have to eat the whole thing in order to get everything that the apple is, and the nutrients that the apple has, because the skin has its own properties of what it does for you. The meat of it, it can't survive without the core with the seeds in the stem. So, I mean, every aspect of an apple is necessary. And so you can't say that I'm just going to work on one thing. You have to ask God to help you manifest all the characteristics of the fruit. And so nevertheless, my fruit will remain. What does that mean? That means so much, because the things that God blesses me to do, especially when I do them in his name, they will produce other fruit. It could be an assignment. It could be something that he has given me creation to create. Whatever it is, it's not going to be easily removed. I remember when I wanted a vehicle, and I was going out because I wanted to be Janet Jackson. Amen. It's a whole nother phase, but nevertheless, she was my girl, and I wanted a Jeep. And so, amen, I did everything I could to make sure I had this money so I could get my Jeep so I could be like Janet Jackson. And so I went and I found the Jeep. It was a Suzuki something, something. It was when they first came out, and amen, it was the coolest thing. And so I had the money. I put it down, but I knew my grandfather was a mechanic. And so I wanted him to look at it first. And so I asked him, I said, "Pop, I have everything I need. I don't need nothing. I just need for you to approve this car because I put the down payment down. All I got to do is sign, but I want you to look at it first." And so he comes in and he looks and he's like, "No." I'm like, "No." He's like, "No." And he said, "Come on." And I'm confused. I'm like, "No." And so he said, "You know, meet me tomorrow at the bank." I'm like, "Well, I already have money. Meet me tomorrow at the bank." And he was one that didn't use many words. So I met him at the bank. And so he told the man, he said, "We want a loan for however much amount it was." And I was thinking, okay, oh, we just going to pay cash for it. Amen. Okay, I feel you. I'm going to rock with you. So we get to the car dealership, and he said, "We can't have that car, but I want a car with this many miles and something that is going to last her for a long time." And so he showed us a few cars, and I'm confused because I wanted my Jeep. But nevertheless, he found a car for me that was fitting for me, and he said, "You drive too fast." And he said, "You'll flip that truck, that Jeep over." And he said, "You need to be in a reliable car." Well, again, the man said, "How much the car cost?" And I thought, "I don't have that kind of money." But I remember we went to the bank, and so he wouldn't let me speak, which was probably a good thing. And so when the man gave us the price, and my grandpa said, "Okay, well, never mind." And he said, "Come on, let's go." And I'm like, "But we. And he's like, "I told you to be quiet. Let's go." And so we're leaving. The man's like, no. And so he said, "Well, how much would you give it to me if I give you cash?" And so, of course, the man's back telling, "Well, you know, if you had cash." And he gave it to my, and then my grandfather laid that check on the counter. Whew, amen. So now, mind you, that particular car, and the reason why I brought this story up because it was so significant, I had that car for over 10 years. And that car took me from Alabama to Georgia, from Georgia to Minnesota, from Minnesota to back. So it is amazing. He used to use me as one of his test subjects for his car because he was a mechanic for a school. And so he would call me and tell me, "Leah, bring the car to drop by school because, you know, I have students that want to look at your car." And then, of course, he would always say, "Now, this is how you shouldn't do your car," because I just drove it. And he would say, "You know, look, she doesn't take care of the oil. She doesn't talk." Amen. But that's what he was for. And so because he was able to do the necessary things, I took for granted. And sometimes that's how we do the things of God. God gives us blessings, and we take them for granted because, amen, he gave it to me. But the cool thing and the lesson in that was for me is that that car was mine. And no matter how much I damaged it and how much I didn't try to damage it, but I didn't take care of it like I should, but it was mine. And God allowed me to keep it, even in the midst of me losing the transmission. I was jamming to Janet Jackson, driving down the highway, going 100 miles an hour. She shouldn't have been going 100 miles, and that was 30 years ago. So, you know, the speed limit was way lower than what it is now. And I popped the engine and didn't even know that the engine had blew up. So I was driving so fast until I just it was slowing down and I couldn't understand. But nevertheless, in the midst of that, God gave me the money that I needed to get transmission fixed. I did that 2 times, but it's still mine. And so I was reminded when he said, "My fruit will remain," I trusted him to make sure that he got me a car that was convenient for me, although I wanted to be Janet Jackson. In the midst of all of that, he let me know that I had to be Leah. And that Leah didn't have Janet Jackson money, and that Leah was not Janet Jackson. But in the midst of that, I went in with the wrong mindset. But even in the wrong mindset, God still blessed me. And he blessed me because I yielded that car to him. "Lord, okay, you do what you need to do with this vehicle and make sure that I am equipped to be in it." And so I never had problems. And even the problems that I had when it blew up, I was never, like, completely, like, stranded, or you know how you see people stranded on the side of the road. I mean, God, he took care of me in that vehicle. And so I gave it to him. And so for that, I believe in my heart that it was mine until he gave me my convertible in the next car. But nevertheless, God has always blessed me because I always yield to him first. And so even though I go through the challenges of life and have challenges, I still yield everything to him. And it is so important that we do that. And so in moving into the new year, we want to be mindful that we make the right commitments, that we make the right pledges, that we make the right goals and dreams based on the things that God has laid on our hearts to do. Yes, it is the coolest thing ever to be able to do new things because it's a new year. But if you haven't given it to God, amen, they're like New Year's resolutions that never come to play because you're trying to do it in your own self and it just doesn't work that well. So today, my goal is to train and to teach you how and why it's so important, maybe I shouldn't say train, but help you understand better way, that God's word is packed, jam-packed with promises that we can cling on to no matter what our needs are, no matter what our circumstances may be. Now, I know that some of us have some real challenges. You know, we have bills, and I know for myself, I have medical bills, and they continue to mount. You know, all the things, I had two surgeries. I had surgery on my hand three weeks ago, and then I had surgery on my mouth a week ago, and still, you know, I have the aftermath of it, but praise God, I have two insurances, so I don't really have to come out of pocket, although, you know, some of the stuff that I've had to pay for, you know, in the midst of getting, you know, the other stuff, the testing and all that, that cost. But I'm not overwhelmed. I'm not depressed. I don't feel hopeless. I believe in my heart that God led me to these doctors. He led me to this process, and he's healing me. And so for my hand, it was looking a little bleak because it was my right hand. I thought, Lord, this is my dominant hand. How am I going to do the things that I need to do? And God lined everything up so that I wouldn't need extra help. And so he just provides for those of us that call on him. And then he keeps us encouraged. Because it could be so different if I didn't know the Lord, if I didn't trust him, you know, that my hand would be healed. And so I looked and I thought, wow, Lord, you know, I was more concerned because my daughter said, Mom, did you even look up the doctor? Did you look up, you know, did you, I can't remember what she calls it, the special word she called. Did you, it was not Google, but it's basically Google, how you can check their references and, you know. I'm like, no, I believe that God leads me where I'm supposed to be. I don't have time to be going vacillating because I don't do that no more because I remember he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. And so if I depend and I trust in him, why do I need all this extra stuff? I think sometimes we get so caught up, we say that God can do anything and he's there for us to do anything. But then we get discouraged and depressed based on what the world system says. I don't have time for that. Even, you know, my daughter bought a car. And so her thought process was, you know, I don't know. And I'm like, why are you going back and forth? If you believe God has blessed you to come to this particular dealership, if you believe God gave you the exact amount of money that you need to put down, why would he give you a limit? Why would you believe that? If you believe him for everything else, you can believe him for a park. You can believe him for, you know, the best grapes. You can believe him for, you know, you're going to get these teas. It's comical to me how we do God. When it's the big stuff, he can't help us. But the little stuff, he can help. Saints, we got to do better. And so in great things that he has promised us, the word is full of promises of the things that he has for us. But we got to learn how to not listen to the voice of the enemy. We have to listen to the voice of God. And many times we get junk because we're not listening to the right voice. And so my daughter was like, you know, sometimes I have all these voices in my head. And I'm like, well, then you are responsible for that. Learn the voice because the Bible says that God's sheep will know his voice. So that's why it's important that we study the adversary. Why? Because you got to know your enemy. You got to know his voice too. That ain't God. And you got to know the word because God's word, his voice is going to line up with his word. And that's why it's so important So important. I read this article, and it talked about 9 ways that God provides for his kids. And it said it takes care of our physical needs. He gives us rest. He gives us direction. He provides grace. He shows us how to escape temptation. He helps us when we're hurting. He saves us. He gives us peace. And he always points us to the truth. That was deep to me. I want to say that one more time. It said 9 things that God provides for his children. He takes care of our physical needs. He gives us rest. He gives us direction. He gives us grace. He gives us opportunity to escape temptation. He helps us when we're hurting. He saves us. He gives us peace, and he points us to the truth. I get confused sometimes when people want to do their own thing. I mean, granted, I try to do my own thing from time to time, but most of the time I am reminded because, again, my scripture, I am the vine. Saints, we got to fall back on that. And that's why I'm a believer that you have to be in his word, that you have to spend time with him, that you have to be with other believers because they're going to keep you accountable when you find yourself believing somebody else's truth or going in somebody else's way. Because many times the ways are not necessarily our ways. We've been influenced to go a different way because many times we don't know. And so when we don't know, we ask different people, and then we have sister so-and-so, brother so-and-so, deacon this, minister that, whoever, baby, cuckoo, whoever. They give us all their opinions, and then we just don't know which way to go. And then we talk about voices. Well, now you got the enemy really brewing them. No, I wouldn't do that because I look at them. They ain't doing it. I mean, it's too much. And that's why we always have to go to the word. We go to the word, and we spend time with the master. Why is that important? We have to spend quality time with God so we'll know his voice. And so I've always said this, that I just don't understand why God's voice is so quiet. I can hear the devil loud and clear, slap her till she's silly. But God, you know, pray for her. Pray for those that, you know, that mistreat you. Like, for real? Sometimes I want to follow the enemy and duke him out. Amen. But I have to follow the voice of God. Why? Because I know his voice. And I know the enemy's voice. And so I have a decision to make. Which one am I going to follow? Am I going to follow the way of the Lord, or am I going to follow my way, which is the enemy's way, because it's not God's way? Anytime we do things that are not in order, not in step with the things of God, we are following the enemy. And that's why I love the fact that God provides a way of escape for everything. And so if we had to give a scripture reference to really base our lesson on today, would be Ephesians 1. And I don't have time to read it all. I'm going to try to get through a good portion of it. But for the most part, we have to be grateful for the blessings that God has for us. And, you know, just like the songs, I mean, there are so many great things that God wants to give us. We just have to make sure that we're in the right posture, in the right place, presenting always ourselves before him with clean hands and a pure heart. I love that Apostle Paul is doing the speaking of this particular letter. And because it is to the people of Ephesus, and of course, amen, we can make verse Bible personal. And so he's speaking to Leah, and he's speaking to you, whatever your name is, you fill in the blank. And I love him to start with verse 3. It says, we're in chapter 1 of Ephesians. It says, praise be to God, the Father of our Lord, Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Amen. Every spiritual, it didn't say some, it said every spiritual blessing. And so if we have access to that and we really take advantage of that, then why are we troubled when things come? When the bill collections come, hello, amen, I don't have it, amen. Well, when God gives it to me, I'll call you and tell you, amen, keep it moving. I'm not going to not answer my phone, or if he tells me not to answer it, of course, then I won't. But for the most part, I'm not afraid of many things. Why? Because he didn't give me the spirit of fear. He gave me power. He gave me love, and he definitely gave me a sound mind. So why wouldn't I walk in it? Again, we say we believe the Bible, but we only want to believe it when we want to believe it and when things line up the way we think. Saints, we got to stop vacillating back and forth. Again, if you want to make it about a new year in 2024, I'm going to give God his all. I'm going to believe the Bible when I say I believe it. Amen. Verse 4, it says, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. Well, amen. That's work. how do you do that? How do you present yourself before him holy and blameless? Well, amen, you got to do some things. You got to make some decisions. Lord, I want to be holy. I want to be blameless. Amen. He did the work for us so that we could. Amen. It says he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will to the praise of his glorious grace, which has been freely, not sacrificing, freely, he did the sacrifice, gave us the one he loves. Amen. And in him we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of our sins according to the riches of God's grace that he lavishes. Do you know what lavish means? It means it's so much that, amen, it's just, I remember years ago, and me and my sister were talking about this not long ago, about my Aunt Louise, and she loved her some Gina Tate. And that was one of the Gina Tate's commercials, lavish, that's where I learned that word, how you would just put that body splash on. That was the coolest thing to me. And so, of course, you know, I'm trying to imitate the commercial and use up, and I got in trouble because I used up too much of her Gina Tate. But just the fragrance, it was all over me. And so they could smell, before I even came downstairs, they knew I had been in her perfume. Lavish. That's how we want to be. We want to know that people can see God's blessings on us. That's when we're lavished, amen, in his grace and his riches. It says, with all wisdom and understanding, he made us known in the mystery according to his will, according to his good pleasure, in which he purposed in Christ to be put in effect when each time reaches their fulfillment to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. Oh, amen. I mean, that's enough to run. Run around the room, run around wherever. Amen. Why? Because he loved us enough that because of the blood, amen, because we can be forgiven for our sins, we talked about in the first, in verse 4, about presenting ourselves before him blameless, holy and blameless in his sight. Then in the same passage of scripture, he talked about how his blood was provided so that we could ask for forgiveness for our sins, so that even if we make mistakes, we can ask for forgiveness and still be holy and be blameless in his sight. Got to ask for forgiveness, though, and got to try our best to make the changes. And then in that, he will still help you because he's going to give you the wisdom and the understanding to understand why I keep making these mistakes, why I keep falling for this, why I keep doing the things that he called me out, keep going back to, why do I keep finding myself in these vicious cycles of sin? Why? Lord, show me. Give me wisdom to understand how I can say stop and not do this no more. Help me to stop being so afraid. Help me to stop being, I don't know if y'all remember with this word, but Crumpled Dog uses it all the time, lasciviousness. That means that you just do stuff just to be doing. I mean, you ain't doing it, you have no rhyme, no reason. You just do it. I just get a pack of gum, put it in my pocket. Amen. It don't mean nothing to me. You know, I don't even think about it. It's just, amen, I want it. This lady was telling me that her brother, he goes to the drive-thru and he says, you forgot my fries. And then he'll go to another restaurant. You forgot my burger. Now you got a meal. That's what I'm thinking. And so sometimes we do, I mean, that's lasciviousness because we don't even think about doing things that we're doing that we know that are not correct. And so even in the midst of that, the blood will cover you, and you can ask God for wisdom and understanding, and he can help you. He even says, known us to us the mysteries of his will according to his good pleasure and his purpose. Because we all have a purpose. We all have an assignment, and that is to do what is necessary to bring him glory and to bring people back to him. Amen. That's simple. Simple. But many of us have challenges doing that. I don't know how to share the share Christ with anybody because I don't know what to say. Your testimony is enough. Your testimony is enough. I had cancer, COVID, strokes, heart attacks, aneurysms, and God healed me from it all. That's all I had today. Who can say that they've had all of that in a 2-year period, 6 months after each other? Not many people. Not many people say they can have 2 of those things in a lifetime. But God, for some reason, allowed me to go through all that. And I believe at first I couldn't see. But now I'm starting to understand whatever he has in store for me, talk about great things in store for you, that testimony is going to move somebody. I don't know who yet, but nevertheless, it's a key that God's going to use to get me into a pathway or dirt, whatever he's going to use that for, because I'm crazy enough, not crazy, necessarily crazy, but I am crazy enough to stand on the word of God and say what I cannot be moved. I can't. I cannot be moved. I cannot walk around angry. I cannot walk around misguided or believe that God ain't who he says he. I can't, because he delivered me from them all. And he still gave me an encouraging word. How do I do that with most of my teeth gone because of steroids? Something that he told me not to do, but I did anyway because I didn't believe. Because, you know, like I said, I didn't understand he was divine at the time. When I thought, oh, Lord, I got to get my vision back. You know, these doctors said that if this tumor stays in my eyes longer than 6 months, I'm going to be blind permanently. And God wasn't moving fast enough for me. So, amen. I walked in my own and took those steroids, and they damaged my body. And so these are the consequences. Now, he's still blessing me, amen, because I still think I'm too cool for school, amen. But that's only because I know I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, and my teeth don't make me. I know that this weight and this stuff that I'm carrying as a result of all the drama that I've gone through doesn't make me who I am. I am a king's kid at the end of the day. Can't nobody tell me no different. And so because of that, I can rest in that and know that I have been chosen by God to do what he's called me to do. And nobody can make me think that no differently. Nobody. So my daughter said, "Baby, Mom, we need to pray." And I'm like, "You ain't been praying? I talk to God all the time. Boy, where are we going? What we doing? Should I go this way? Should I not go this way? Okay, you going to find me a park? Amen. Look, you showed out and gave me this park right here. Mm-hmm. When we go in here, I'm going to need a deal. Sir, you go pay for my groceries, thank you. I sure am, man. What you want? No, I was just playing. You don't have to pay. No, I'm going to pay for your groceries. For real, amen. And then praise God, because that person says, Lord, okay, who you want me to bless? Because he paid for my groceries. Who you want me to bless? And then I bless that person. And then they running around the store telling me, God is so amazing. God is so amazing. Hey, this is how God does when you are obedient and you do what he calls you to do. Verse 11, it says, in him we are also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who worked out everything in the conformity with the purpose of his will. God knew. He knew that I was not going to be shut up and sit down because I had cancer, because I had stroke, because he knew that I was going to stand up regardless. I wasn't going to be mad and clock out. I'm angry with God because he allowed all this stuff to happen. Now, I didn't understand, but I wasn't angry for what? Because I knew it wasn't unto death because he's already showed me the promise. And I ain't got that promise yet. And so until I get to that promise, there is nothing that the enemy can throw at me. Now, I ain't trying to ask for it neither. But I know that there's nothing he can throw at me that God will not provide a way of escape for me, because I have not fulfilled the destiny that God has already promised me. And so you just got to believe that great things are coming. And in this world system, when things are looking bleak, oh, and it's going to get worse, saints, but because of the one we serve, the one we yield, the one we put our trust into, we can be we can shout and know, amen, I am marked with a seal and a promise. I have a guarantee to my inheritance upon those who have been chosen as God's possession. And I'm one of his kids. You got to believe that in your heart. And so when people tell you no, amen. If God ain't said no, amen, it's just the next person going to give it to you. You got to believe that. And when you don't believe that, then you're doubting what God has told you. You have promises. And they don't start just because it's January 1, 2022, 23, 24, 25, 26, 30. It doesn't matter. Whatever God says he's going to do for you, he's going to do it. He is not a God that will lie. He tells the truth because he is truth. He can't lie. And so if he's promised you some things and you haven't seen them yet, keep believing. Keep doing what God called you to do and doing what he told you to do so that you can be like verse 4 where it says that for he has chosen us before creation to be before him holy and blameless. Amen. And in love. Amen. I mean, I get excited when I read the word. And so when I hear people, and I know one of my mentors is about the missing books of the Bible, and I've heard many people talk about the missing books of the Bible, and I'm like, I don't know if I could agree with that term exactly. Because if they were missing, God would have made sure they were in there. Now, I believe there were some other accounts because it's history. I mean, everything that happened in this book has actually happened. It's a living word. So there are stories that actually were accounts of what people had. And so Thomas and even Satan, there's an apocrypha for Satan, his book, amen. I believe everybody has an account of what happened, just like we have an account of our life stories. But they ain't supposed to be in the holy 66 books that God put together. Regardless of what, whether it was King James or the NIV or the ESA or whatever version you read, if God didn't want to make it so, it wouldn't be so. Because if he could do all things, there could be mysteriously, we could wake up one morning and the news reports suspiciously and mysteriously, six books are no longer appearing. I crack up because I listen to people and it's like, are you really believing what you're saying? Were you to say that God is not in control? He's in control. That book has survived how many centuries? And it's still blessing people? And so, you know, amen, people call it a book, people call it a memoir, whatever it is, it's God's roadmap for us to do what we need to do, whether you believe some of the words or all of the words. It don't matter because he wrote them because they were inspired by him. Why do I believe that? Because it says it. And everything that I've known that has gone on in my life that has happened to me has been revealed to that book. So you can't tell me no different. So I get excited when I read it. Yeah, and there are some errors, probably. But do you think I focus on that? When I write my books, no, I write my papers. When you write your papers, you write your, when we speak, when we talk, we say things and put conjunctions and adverbs and adjectives. Things must not be that deep. You know, we got to put our hope in Christ. We have to put our hope in Christ. And when we do that, then we have a deposit, a guaranteed deposit on our inheritance. I'm looking for God to say, good and faithful servant. Come on, baby. I ain't even got to call your name. You know you're supposed to be here. But, yep, amen. Where are my jewels? Where are my jewelry? Where are my diamonds and gold and rubies? Where are my stuff at? Amen. Because I'm doing what God called me to do. At least I want to be. Now, I don't say that I don't make mistakes because I do all day long. I make mistakes. make huge mistakes. But I'm trying to make sure that when I step before the Lord that I'm stepping before him holy and blameless because I'm quick to repent and quick to apologize. But I got to know, amen, if you don't ever tell me that I offended you, amen, I don't know. But most times the Holy Spirit will lay on my heart who I need to contact. But and when I miss it because I don't hear. Because sometimes, amen, if it's not something that's really pressing, amen, that's for all of us. We ain't trying to hear. But I'm asking God to help me in that because I want to understand all wisdom and understanding because he said he promised it to me, so I pursue it. And the only way that can come is if I study his word and remain true to his word. Without that, amen. Amen. I'm walking in my own will. I'm walking in my own testament, and I don't want to do that. I want God's word to be alive and well, to be seen, not just on me, but through me, people to be able to know, yep, she's one of his. Like this lady told me at the store the other day, she's like, something about you, I just don't know what it is. She said, you look like you shine. I'm like, I do. And I said, I look toe up from the flow up. She said, yeah, but, you know, you have a glow. I'm like, amen. Thank you for that. I needed to hear that. Because, you know, sometimes I get a little down and I just don't really know. Do people really see the God in me? And she said, yeah, I see some of you. Yeah, do you know what that means to me? That even in the midst of my, you know, whatever, that's why I don't get caught up with people's approval or, you know, whether I have this or that on or what. Saints, we can get so caught up in that and we miss the mark. I'm not trying to miss the mark. As long as God's cool with it, amen. I'm cool, amen. I don't have to please you. God is the only person I have to please. Now, yes, am I supposed to be presentable? Absolutely. I'm going to do what God tells me to do. Today I need for you to, you know, to be ship shape. And then other days it's like, you know, amen. Get what you need to get and get it back home because you're supposed to be resting anyway. Amen. I can't move. None of us can. And we got to be careful when we're trying to live our lives to meet the needs of other people because, amen, I've been there wearing masks and I was so confused. I didn't even know what my face looked like. There were so many masks. I was doing this for this person, doing this for this person, doing this for this family member, doing this for that family member. I was confused. I didn't even know who I was as a person. And sometimes those faces come back and it's, I have to remind myself, oh, do. I am fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God, and I am one of his kids. I do not owe this person, no, I don't owe them anything. Mm-mm. I just owe them the love that God told me to love on them and keep it moving. And sometimes we get confused and we believe that we have to be in certain people's faces. No, when God has blessed us to move on, he said, dust your feet off and keep it moving. You don't have to give your pearls to swines. No, ma'am. Not saying that, you know, we're giving our pearls to pigs. But sometimes our gifts, sometimes our understanding, our wisdom, sometimes just our presence, we put them in places where we will be abused because they can't handle the glory. And so God reminds us, no, you know, you can just send a card. Or you don't have to say anything. Amen. We get caught up forcing ourselves on people and forcing ourselves in relationships and situations that God has not called us to. So we got to make sure that we keep God first so that the great things that he has for us will come through because we're not dirty when we stand before him. When I feel yucky, I've tried to get that together because I don't like going before the Lord like that. And so since I talk to him on a regular basis, I'm not trying to be nasty before my Lord. I know where my bread and butter come from. Mm-mm. Can no man do nothing to me that God don't do for me. Mm-mm. I'm grateful for the things that God uses other people to do. But amen. I know that God is my source and resource. So thanks, we got to get it together. And as we move forward in the year 2024, we have to make sure that we understand that we have to keep God first, that he has this whole book that, I mean, we just read the word. It is jam-packed with promises, and you need to write down those promises that you're looking for. Amen. And then write them so that you can believe them and start confessing them on a regular basis. I am, especially those of us that have issues with feeling like, you know, my nose is not, you know, shaped right or my cheeks are... That's fearfully and wonderfully made. God gave you the complexion that you wanted you to have. He gave you the height he wanted you to have. Everything that we cannot transform for ourselves, we have to believe God. He knew what he was doing when he did it. Now, yes, he has allowed medicine and physicians to have the skills to, you know, to help shape us, to mold us into different things. But, amen, if God don't tell you to do that, then amen. Amen. Give it to him. He is the ruler and the reign of our lives. He created us from creation. Before we even was thought of, our parents, grandparents, great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents, God knew we were going to be here and that we were going to have whatever we have. We just got to believe and trust that he knew what he was doing when he chose us before creation. Amen. That we were going to be holy and be blameless in his sight. And he loved us. And he predestined us for adoption. That's Ephesians 1. Read that chapter. It will redeem you because you are redeemed through the blood and you are forgiven according to his riches and his glory. Amen. And with all wisdom and understanding, he made us known the mysteries according to his will and his blood. Amen. I could keep going because you know I'm never, ever, ever I talk, but I am out of time. And so I pray that you will tune in again next week. We'll have another inspiring word where we will be excited about whatever it is that God has laid on our hearts to share on next week. And so make sure you tune in, tell somebody, join in. And then hopefully next week I'll be able to teach some really awesome news that God's going to allow me to be able to teach some classes online. I'm excited about that. And so I'll have more information for that. But nevertheless, make sure you remember to keep God first in everything that you do. Now, I always close the broadcast out with my granny's favorite song. And praise God, still trying to get used to her not being here. A couple of times I even said, oh, I got to call granny and forgot. Ooh, can't call her. But nevertheless, I will always, always support her and play her favorite song. And her favorite song was Every Praise Belongs to Him, because it does. And so I want you to remember that in all you're getting, get your understanding and get the wisdom of God for the wisdom, because he gives it to us liberally. And then I want you to always, always, always start your day with prayer. Pray throughout your day and then end your day with prayer. God bless you all, and I look forward to seeing y'all on next week or hearing from you next week. Be blessed and have a wonderful, wonderful new year. Goodbye.
Let me hear the worshipers.